AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's reaction to the indictment of former President Donald Trump. An indictment charging Trump with mishandling classified documents has been unsealed. Former Vice President Mike Pence says people need to know today.
The unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States. It's not just a sad day, but it's a troubling day for millions of Americans. And it invites a divisiveness in this country that can only be answered with facts.
A judge appointed by Donald Trump will oversee the case in Florida on charges the former president mishandled classified documents. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Legally, there's the possibility of prison time if he's convicted. Politically, the charges could upend the GOP presidential primary, which Trump has been dominating. He's now been both indicted and impeached twice. And the latest episode will again test whether Republican leaders and voters will stick with Trump.
The EPA's Chet Whalen says air quality has improved in some areas in the U.S. from smoke from wildfires in Canada.
The pollution is actually being driven by the winds. And so as the winds change, that's where the impacts are changing. And so it's the good news is it's starting to clear up in some of the northern parts of the country. And hopefully in a few days, it'll clear out down here in the mid-Atlantic areas as well.
The White House says it has intelligence indicating Iran is providing Russia with materials to build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow. A Tennessee man pleaded guilty to helping two other men charged with fatally shooting rapper Young Dolph in a daytime ambush at a Memphis bakery. The Toronto Blue Jays cut pitcher Anthony Bass one day after the right-handed reliever said he didn't think an anti-LGBTQ plus social media post he shared last month was hateful. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Officials say Russian forces shelled a southern Ukrainian town inundated with water after a dam collapse.
The officials say the shelling forced a suspension of some rescue work hours after President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to the region to assess the damage. So far, at least a dozen people have died. Many are homeless and tens of thousands are without drinking water. Both sides blame each other for the destruction of the dam. In the city of Kherson, repeated Russian shelling echoed overhead near a square where emergency crews and volunteers were dispensing aid. Ukraine's Ministry of Internal Affairs says some evacuation points in the city have been hit, wounding at least 8 people. I'm Charles de la Tasma.
Colombia's government and the country's largest remaining guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, declared a ceasefire at talks in Cuba in the latest attempt to resolve a conflict dating back to the 1960s. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.